This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
From my New York CNN studios this morning, kicking it with Soledad O'Brien, Roland Martin. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning in the United States of ascots. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's a new one. He's going to wear that out, man. You'll hear that again.
Oh, yeah.
In the United States of ascots.
In a matter of minutes on CNN.
That's how we do it. All right, folks. You know, after the election, we had a chance to talk with our good buddy, Michael Steele, about the drama, the issues facing the Republican Party. Now, our other good brother, J.C. Watts, former congressman, former star quarterback for Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner. Man, he's got these folks upset, Tom, putting them on blast, saying, look, y'all don't even talk to black people, no black people. Hell, I don't even know y'all. And he joins us right now. J.C., how you doing?
Martin, how in the world did you get Tom Joyner and Soledad O'Brien together at 7:15 Eastern time in the morning?
Hey, babe,
well,
brother.
You got the heavy hitters here this morning.
Brother got to be employed. J.C., so J.C., man, you got these Republicans mad at you. Folks want you to run for chairman of the party, and you calling them out. You say, look, no more tap dancing, no more dancing around it. Y'all got a problem talking to ethnic minorities, and look, you got issues.
Well, Roland, the fact is, I'm not a Johnny-come-lately to this argument or to this discussion. I've been a Republican since 1989. I met Jack Kemp in 1990. And Jack and I have been two of the voices in the Republican Party that have said consistently that we will never become a natural majority or even a majority in some respects without having deeper relationships or reaching out, if you will, to non-traditional constituencies. And over the last 10 years, I don't think we've gotten better. I could make a very strong argument that we've gotten worse.
Absolutely.
And I think this on November 6th, I think it exposed all of the warts when you consider that 90% of the demographics out there, you know, we lost. And the only people that we did fairly decently with is seniors and white men. And I just think that if I don't know, and I say this at the risk of sounding self-serving, but the fact is, if J.C. Watts does not know the chairman of the Republican National Committee, I don't know him. I have no relationship with him whatsoever. So if I don't know him, how should I be encouraged, or why should I be encouraged to think that Chuck Roast black guy, Chuck Roast white guy, Chuck Roast Hispanic, Chuck Roast, you know, Asian, that they know him? And I think it's a sad commentary on where we are in the Republican Party. And we keep saying, you're right, we need to do better, we need to do better, but we never do anything about it.
I got to ask you this here, Tom. You know, of course, we looked at voter suppression. And, J.C., if they even listened to black folks, black Republicans could have told them, y'all might want to be real careful with this because y'all about to tick off people. Folks were ticked across this country about voter suppression, about the attacks on the president. Every time John Sununu went on television and called President Obama stupid and lazy, black folks said, okay, I got something for you.
Okay. So, J.C., the question is, and I'm sure everybody's asking the same question, why stay a Republican if they keep showing you over and over again they don't want you?
Well, Tom, I don't need my party to love me, and I don't need to love my party. I could ask you the same thing. Why do we continue to vote Democrat? I don't think either party. I think both parties has done they've done poorly in terms.
More about the Democrats than you are the Republicans in favor of.
No. I'm saying I think, you know, one of the reasons I remain a Republican is I think I ought to be able to keep at least 25 cents of every dollar that I make.
You keep more than that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Democrats think that they ought to be able to take, you know, 75, 80 cents of every dollar that I make and give it to the government. I don't think the government is the answer to our problems. I think the problems out there and the, you know, faith-based solutions and you know, holding public education accountable and allowing a system that will create more taxpayers, not more taxes.
But Mr. Watts, you have stepped out of the system. Jack Kemp is dead. Where do you, and you say that Reince Priebus doesn't even know who you are. So where do you go from here? I mean, it just seems like you're just kind of standing out there on the street corner, bemoaning the fact that it's not the party that you join. But so how do you bridge this?
The fact is, there are many Republicans out there that think the same way that I do. And I think we need to ratchet up the pressure, ratchet up the tension to say that if you guys choose not to do anything, we will step outside of this. You know, it hardly ever does revolution start with somebody that's in the circle. A lot of times, or most of the times, you've got to step outside of the circle in order to start the revolution. And that's what, I've tried to ratchet up the system or to draw attention to these things within the circle, and now I'm stepping outside to say we've got to do better. And if
you're in trouble now, JC, you're in trouble. They're going to say, JC went on Tom Jordan and turned into Huey Newton. They're going to start saying you a Black Panther, JC.
Well, I've got a pretty good sense of who I am. I don't need affirmation by Tom Joyner or by Reince Priebus.
Come on, JC, one time, Black Power.
Say it
Put your fist in there, Black Power.
Come on back home, man.
JC Watts, man, I appreciate it. And JC, my Aggie's going to beat down your Sooners in the Cotton Bowl.
Well, Roland, we need to have that discussion as well.